This is a podcast from WILL AM 580. To support our station, please visit www.willpledge.org. That's www.willpledge.org.
This is the AM 580 News Daily Podcast for Thursday, February 1st, 2007. I'm Jeff Bossert. Coming up, we'll look at the final hours of legal smoking in Champaign's bars and restaurants on Tuesday, and a look at your AM 580 weather forecast for Champaign-Urbana, but first, today's news. The spinoff of one of Champaign-Urbana's biggest employers is not expected to have much of an immediate impact on the company. Altria Group says it will give its 89% interest in Kraft Foods to individual Altria shareholders. University of Illinois finance professor David Linz says that will give officers of the suburban Chicago-based Kraft more leeway to make their own decisions without needing to get Altria's okay, and an independent Kraft may be stronger.
Does it make it more of a takeover target? My guess is probably not. That now we would have to get approval of a widely dispersed shareholder group to approve somebody acquiring Kraft Foods, so my guess is that it actually decreases the potential of them being a target.
Kraft employs about 1,300 people at its Champaign manufacturing facility. Linz doesn't think the spinoff is any indicator of the plant's future. He says Altria and Kraft needed to separate because the combined company may have had trouble getting capital funding. Altria also owns the tobacco maker, Philip Morris. A Clinton woman convicted in the deaths of her three young children faces up to 20 years in prison. But she also could be set free today after a judge hands down her sentence in the 2003 drownings. Amanda Hamm was convicted of child endangerment in December, but cleared of first-degree murder charges that would have sent her to prison for life. The lesser charge carries a sentence ranging from probation to 20 years in prison. Hamm's children were trapped in a car that sank in Clinton Lake more than 3 years ago. Prosecutors allege Hamm and then-boyfriend Maurice Legrone Jr. planned the deaths because the children were in the way of their relationship. Hamm and Legrone have maintained the drownings were a tragic accident. Legrone was convicted of murder in April and is serving a life sentence. Indiana officials pitched to a Senate committee yesterday the governor's plan for providing health care to the state's uninsured. The Senate committee is considering a bill that would step up a program that will provide insurance to at least 100,000 uninsured Indiana residents. Governor Mitch Daniels wants to raise the state's cigarette tax to help fund the plan. The program, known as the Healthy Indiana Plan, would be available to people without employer-provided health insurance who earn less than double the federal poverty level. An estimated 850,000 Hoosiers lack health insurance. Daniels says there are 350,000 earning less than double the poverty level. A textbook rental program at all Illinois public colleges and universities could save students money, but the startup costs are too expensive. That's the finding of a State Board of Higher Education study. Sean Crawford explains.
It's estimated that creating a rental program would cost around $200 million. That's more than the Illinois budget will allow, according to Senator Maggie Hunter. The Chicago Democrat says textbook costs are becoming a greater burden for students. Some pay $700 or more each semester. Hunter says she wants to keep the rental idea on the table.
In the future, we do plan to work with the governor's office to see if we can work something out to put together a system-wide textbook rental program.
In the near term, Hunter has a proposal to take the sales tax off textbook purchases. Schools would also have to tell students early on what books are required so they'll have time to comparison shop. Lawmakers could debate those ideas this spring. Both Eastern Illinois and SIU Edwardsville already have rental programs in place. Students are charged a base fee each semester. I'm Sean Crawford.
Decatur-based Archer Daniels Midland says its second-quarter profits are up 20%. The agricultural processing company today reported quarterly earnings of $441.3 million, or 67 cents per share. That compares with $367.7 million, or 56 cents per share in the same quarter of the previous year. Revenue rose to $10.98 billion from $9.3 billion in the year-ago period. The results came in ahead of Wall Street predictions. Company officials credited the results to strong performances from all of its segments. Champaign-Urbana's Mass Transit District hopes to make its buses not only safer, but more environmentally sound for years to come. A $50,000 grant from the Environmental Protection Agency will allow the MTD to install special mufflers on four of its diesel-powered buses. The University of Illinois applied for the grant to reduce diesel emissions from buses in the campus area. The mufflers will cut in half the release of carbon monoxide and other pollutants. MTD Maintenance Director David Moore says they function similar to a car's catalytic converter, requiring the engine to reach about 1,000 degrees before particulate matter is burned into ash. Moore says the challenge for the MTD is for the engines in their buses to reach the proper temperature.
We do not have long runs on highways, or we're not going from all the way from Champaign to Urbana without a stop. Usually on campus, it's only a block. You know, our main issue is, can these filters operate at that temperature through a recycling or regeneration stage? And that's what this EPA grant is to find out. Will this work in this type of application?
The special muffler, called the diesel oxidation catalyst, will be tested on the MTD's four buses for about 2 years. The device is also being field tested by some school districts for their buses, Union Pacific Railroad, and makers of diesel-burning trucks. For the latest newscast online, go to wiol.uiuc.edu/news. This is the AM 580 News Daily Podcast. I'm Jeff Bosser. Champaign now joins Urbana in banning smoking in restaurants and bars. Bar owners and customers have been the most vocal opponents of the ban. AM 580's Jim Meadows talked to people at a Champaign bar as they enjoyed their last legal evening of smoking while drinking on Tuesday.
The sign outside the door announces the last evening that patrons can have a smoke along with their drink at the Blind Pig. Despite the cold, there are plenty of customers, and many of them are smoking. One of them, David Crawford, says if he can't enjoy one of his Camel Lights at a bar, he'll probably be spending more time in his garage.
I don't know. I just like smoking. Like drinking. Like sitting in a bar and smoking and drinking.
Doing one and or the other separately doesn't do it for you.
Well, sure it does, but it's not quite the same.
Blind Pig owner Chris Knight thinks there are a lot of David Crawfords who won't be in his bar once he puts the ashtrays away. Knight, who's been an outspoken critic of the smoking ban, predicts a 20 to 40% drop in customers at his bar and others in Champaign because the smokers will prefer to smoke and drink at home.
In the bigger picture, history shows that once these bans have been in position for months or years, then sales pick up again. However, in that time, you lose money, and small bars tend to go out of business. The problem is that if you have a small bar, you don't have the resources to weather a drop in sales.
Banning smoking in bars is meant to protect patrons and especially bar employees from secondhand smoke. Former Blind Pig employees Carl Lund and John Evers are aware of that. They're now regular customers, but they don't want to give up the pleasure of a cigarette with their drinks. Lund calls himself an apologetic smoker, though, and he says he's ready to go along with the ban.
All right, fine. Yeah, this is like restricting my ability to enjoy what I enjoy legally, you know, while I'm out at a bar or wherever. But overall, I don't really care that much. It's a generally good thing in terms of the health of people in general. So.
But it's a bar.
Evers won't accept a bar without smoking.
It's a bar. Casablanca. The whole appeal of a bar is that you can smoke a cigarette, that you can have a beer.
John, I'm going to play the
age. What are we going to do? We're going to sit here eating lettuce. Drinking our water and our smart food at our bars is pointless. It's ridiculous. You need a den of some vice.
Besides owning the Blind Pig, Chris Knight is also a chemistry researcher at the University of Illinois. He's skeptical about the secondhand smoke argument. Knight argues that the levels of secondhand smoke in bars aren't high enough to endanger customers or even employees.
Now, if your spouse smokes and you spend 16 hours a day in a small apartment with somebody who's a heavy smoker, then certainly secondhand smoke is dangerous. But in a bar, you're really not exposed to that much smoke. The EPA has thresholds for the dangerous chemicals in cigarette smoke, and none of them are exceeded in the level that you encounter smoke in a bar.
But John Lindell sees it differently. Lindell runs the kitchen at the nearby Esquire Bar. He's walked up Walnut Street to visit Knight, holding an Oliva cigar from Nicaragua. Lindell has been taking part in what looks to be the final gathering of the Esquire's monthly smoker. He pronounces the Oliva a nice, mild smoke, but he doesn't think people will give up going to bars just because they can't smoke there.
Are you going out so you can sit and smoke someplace? I don't think that's what people are after. I think people are after the companionship, the ambiance, the enjoyment, the entertainment, the nightlife, and all that is available whether or not someone is sitting inside smoking.
Chris Knight hopes his blind pig can weather the loss of customers he expects due to the smoking ban, but John Lindell doesn't think the loss will be that bad. He predicts a strong turnout for his big spread at the Esquire on Super Bowl night. Lindell says his friends who smoke have told him they'll be there, even if the need for a cigarette causes them to take off around halftime. I'm Jim Meadows, AM 580 News.
In the forecast for East Central Illinois, expect mostly cloudy skies today, scattered flurries possible. The high around 25, mostly cloudy tonight, the low around 16. And for Friday, mostly cloudy, scattered flurries possible, the high around 25. Much colder temperatures, down in the single digits, forecast for this weekend. This has been the AM 580 News Daily Podcast for Thursday, February 1st. You can find podcasts of Focus 580, the afternoon magazine, agricultural programming, as well as other helpful information at our website, wiol.uiuc.edu. I'm Jeff Bossert, AM 580 News.